KTAR News, Newsmaker.
We learned some incredibly disturbing, but I guess not so surprising news about his ethics violations. 11 counts of violating federal law, including misusing taxpayer money and lying.
That's Dr. Hiral Tipirneni, the Democratic challenger to our next guest, Congressional District 6 Congressman David Schweikert. And of course, Dr. Tipirneni last night easily won her primary race. And as we said, Congressman David Schweikert joins us now on Arizona's Morning News. David, this is it. I mean, this is going to come up, the 11 ethics violations you admitted to last week. Can you talk for a moment about those and how you feel it will impact the race?
First, on the impact, we've actually already polled and things like that. And the voters are actually quite understanding on the fact that if you're a member of Congress and you have employees or others that do things, you take 100% responsibility. You get beaten up. You pay the fine. Look, it's a horrible thing to go through, but you have to also give the Democrats and others credit for stalling, because this is something that should have been done last year.
In particular, can you go into the specific what took place in terms of those ethics violations?
Well, look, we had an employee, a long-term trusted employee, who was playing games. And the compliance firm that we hired didn't catch it for lots of reasons, which we'd really like an answer there. And when it came to light, you know, we did everything we could to fix it. So we fixed this a couple of years ago. But in the process, you get beaten up, you get the fine.
So this wasn't something recent then?
Oh, no, it wasn't. And understand, if we have one takeaway, we need to understand there was nothing, you know, that I got, my family got a value from this. And in many ways, this is one of those. The heartbreak is someone you trusted broke that trust.
Congressman David Schweikert joining us on Arizona's Morning News. All right, obviously the battle is set now. Dr. Hiral Tipirneni ran for Congress 2 years ago, did not win, but she is maybe a better known name than most challengers to an incumbent. How tough a race is this going to be?
Look, you never want to downplay a race. You take everything serious, but you do have this thing called math. This is a district she does not live in. She has not run in this district. She ran in a district out in the west side a couple times and lost there. And the math makes it very clear, particularly in a presidential race, it's not going to happen.
David, I've got about 30 seconds. Anything new on the negotiations on a new relief package?
Yeah, we had some words last night that there was some progress on covering unemployment, a stimulus check. We're still stuck on trying to provide some liability coverage for small businesses and even individuals who may be out there. So we're still trying to grind that through. We're actually having some meetings in a couple hours on Zoom and other things to try to see how close we can get this so we can get this done. But it's outrageous. Remember, before we left, we offered the Democrats another week extension of the $600 unemployment benefit, and they said no.
Congressman, really quickly, we're running out of time here. Governor Ducey is supposed to meet with the president at noon today at the White House. Are you going to be part of that meeting? Are you going to see the governor at all today?
No, we're going to be working more through the Ways and Means Committee and our negotiation with our Senate colleagues.